Anyway, see, the Jews living in Syrian rulership, they were fine for a while. You know, like, we're fine. We can use our bank cards now. We're not sinning to put our bank card through the machine. I don't think it's a sin at all. I'm in the banking system right now. I would think most of you probably are. Everybody here in some sense in the worldly banking system? Okay. It's not a sin, is it? We live in houses and enjoy our computers and enjoy our cell phones and enjoy the technology, and as much as is in our power, we use all of that for good in our own personal lives. Would you agree with that? We all use our computers to only talk about God and good things and never, never, never to look at filth and never to support the demonic pornographic industry or any of the filth and evil that's available on the computer. If we love God, we will harness that, we will make a covenant with our eyes and we will use it for good, and all our emails will be about God or our business. I mean, if we're business people, we have to write about our business, but we will use that technology for good, right? Now, Lot was doing fine in Sodom for many, many, many years. He lived there for most of his life. He raised his children in Sodom. But the day came, all of a sudden, when they had to get out within 12 hours. They had to leave all their possessions behind. One day it was okay to live in Sodom, and one day it was death if you stayed one more day. Jesus said, it will be exactly like the days of Noah and the days of Lot when the Son of Man comes. He likened his second coming to two things, Noah and the flood and Lot and the burning of Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, it will be just like that when I come back. People will be going about their business and doing all the things that people have always done, but on that day, destruction will come suddenly for them, right? So suddenly, Lot and his two daughters and his wife had to leave all their possessions and only what they could carry. The angel dragged them out of their house. They didn't even have time to pack a lot of mules and saddlebags. They did not bring much with them, I guarantee you. The angel dragged them, it says, fast out of there. And they left their home and all their possessions. But his wife looked back. Jesus said, when speaking about his return, he said, remember Lot's wife. Now, some say, did she merely glance back? Was that her death sentence, that she just looked at the home she was leaving? Did she drag her feet and linger? Did she look with sadness at her possessions about to be burned to a crisp? Did she even wander back a little to take one last cell phone picture? You know, we don't know exactly what Lot's wife did. It just says she looked back and she was turned into a pillar of salt. That doesn't mean the Lord went, boom, you're a pillar of salt. It means when the sulfur and the brimstone rained down, she was encrusted in a material that dried into salt. Now, I have been in the desert on the southwestern corner of the Dead Sea. And the Israeli tour guides, as you drive by on your air-conditioned bus, go, there's Lot's wife. She's still there. Now, I can't prove that that womanly-shaped pillar of salt is Lot's wife. The Israelis say it is. Maybe it's just a good tourist attraction. Maybe it is. A pillar of salt would not have gone anywhere in 3,000 years. It really wouldn't go anywhere in the desert. No archaeologist has burst it apart to look for DNA or something like that. But anyway, Jesus interestingly said, the days when I return will be just like that. And then he says, don't go back in your house to get your suitcase. He goes, if you happen to be outside of the house and you see this coming upon you, flee. Don't go back and get anything. Remember Lot's wife? Now, people don't live on their roof right now, but in the Middle East, they had flat-roofed houses, and everybody'd spent a lot of time on the cool of their roof. And he said, if you're up on the roof, don't go back down into the house. Just climb down those outside stairs and leave immediately. I really believe a day is coming when suddenly we will have to make a hard decision. It will either be that our eyes see the signs and we have to leave immediately, or a high-level prophet with a high track record of accuracy will say, within 48 hours, Christians must leave the following cities. They will be destroyed, thus says the Lord. And you will either believe them or you won't. I'm not saying for sure that's how it's going to go down, but I can easily picture that, that a word will go out saying, these cities are marked for judgment and it's immediate. God cannot delay any longer. And that will be like the angel of the Lord dragging Lot out. And some Christians will be ready to leave and not look back. And many, many, many Christians will say, oh, people have been predicting this for years and I can't leave all my stuff. I have this and I have that. And what if it doesn't happen? I'll have left for nothing, you know? And some people won't leave. Some people will say there's no such thing as a prophet to tell me that the city's going to be destroyed. Now, I can't predict, I'm not a prophet, so I can't say exactly what's going to happen when. But don't you want to prepare your hearts ahead of time? That if the Spirit of the Lord says to you at 3 a.m, get up, take your family, take one bag, and drive west until I tell you to stop, would you do it? And if God says, you will never see this house again, you will never sleep in this bed again, do you know that could happen? Joseph got up in the middle of the night and took Mary and the baby to Egypt. That right in the middle of the night, the angel says, get up, he gets up. He's gone. Steve?
I guess when I first read the story of Lot and everything and his wife, I envisioned him just leaving with the shirt on his back, probably not even the sandals on his feet,